The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. I think no matter how often we hear that particular reading from the Gospel, most of us are a bit taken aback and probably think, and that is almost an insult to his family, and especially an insult to Mary, his mother. So we got to maybe dig a little deeper to understand what Jesus is saying here. In the time of Jesus, in the culture in which he lived, family were of paramount importance, and they had a much closer family ties, if you might say, than maybe we have nowadays, when many people tend to live more as individuals than part of a family. Someone I remember reading recently somewhere, a definition of a modern day family, and it's just a number of individual self-seeking people bound together by a television set. Maybe that could be quite true, maybe more true than we think. But in the time of Jesus, family was very important. So what is Jesus really saying in the Gospel this morning? Why did he what did he mean by these words? And by these words, he meant that it's not just saying, "I love God," or that God is important in my life, but it's about having a relationship with God. When the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray," he didn't say, "When you pray, O Almighty and powerful God." He said, "When you pray, Abba, Father in heaven." Calling God Father. And when we become true followers of Jesus, then we become part of a very, very special family. And that all depends on our relationship with God. It's a matter of relationship, not just keeping or observing laws or rules. And so you can, for example, you can be working for the church or, so to speak, working for God, and yet have no relationship with God. God means very, very little to you. We find that time and time again. Whereas you can meet somebody out there on the street who is homeless, and you begin talking to them, and you discover this person has a real relationship with God. They may not have anything, but they have a very special relationship with God. God means everything to them. And that's what Jesus is talking about in the Gospel this morning. When you become a true follower, you become part of a family. And God is our loving, compassionate, all understanding and all-forgiving Father.